It's Big Game Sunday, and I'm Monica Pearson on the new Kiss 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks. Coming up, some Super Bowl Black history, your chance to win tickets to the Festival of Laughs, and a 110-year-old organization still making a difference in the Black community today. The new Kiss 104.1. I'm Monica Pearson. Today's big game, number 52, between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, starts at 6:30 on NBC. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady trying to become the first player to win 6 Super Bowls. Right now, he holds the record of 5 with a former player, a Black linebacker, Charles Haley. Haley won 2 rings with the 49ers, big game 23 and 24, and then 3 rings with the Cowboys, big games 27, 28, and 30. That's a little bit of big game Black history for you. The Hunger Games are a great movie franchise, but hunger is for real for more than 900,000 working families who struggle with not having enough food. It's called Food Insecurity. Help make a difference in their lives by joining Kiss 104.1 on Sunday, February 25th for the Atlanta Community Food Bank Hunger Walk and Run at Georgia State Stadium. Now that's formerly Turner Field. They're going to have live music, a kids play zone, and good eats from some of Atlanta's food trucks. Visit kiss104fm.com for details. This is the new Kiss 104.1. I'm Monica Pearson with some more big game Black history during Black History Month. Everybody's concerned about how Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's hand will be. You know, he had to get stitches after injuring himself in practice. He's been wearing a special glove. People are wondering how Eagles Nick Foles, at 29 years of age, will hold his own as a quarterback as he tries to win his first Super Bowl game. If Brady wins, it will be his 6th win as a player, breaking a record. But who was the first Black quarterback to win the big game? It was Doug Williams, leading the Washington Redskins to defeat the Broncos in 1988. He also won the Big Game MVP award that year. Next year, the big game is right here in Atlanta for the 2nd time. Let's hope no ice storms this time.
Yo, Larry, man, you think very
special. Coming up in the next hour, your chance to win tickets to the Atlanta Festival of Laughs, featuring some more Bruce, Earthquake, Arnaz J, George Wallace, and Don D.C. Curry. They're performing this Wednesday, February 10th at Phillips Arena. Visit kiss104fm.com for more details and keep listening for your chance to win in the next hour. I'll also be highlighting an African-American first in their contributions to society, the women of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, the nation's first Black sorority for college-educated women. This is the new Kiss 104.1.
Butterflies is what I feel inside.
This is a new Kiss 104.1, and I'm Monica Pearson. This is Black History Month, and all this month, I'll highlight Black people and organizations that have made history. Have you heard of the Divine Nine? Those are the 9 Black Greek-lettered organizations. The first Black fraternity was Alpha Phi Alpha, founded in 1906 at Cornell University. The first Black sorority was Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1908 at Howard University. And this is our Founders Day weekend. Coming up, an interview with the regional director of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and the president of the oldest of the 15 chapters in Metro Atlanta. What started with 9 women students at Howard University in 1908 has grown to 300,000 women, 1,007 chapters in 42 states, the District of Columbia, U.S. Virgin Island, Bahamas, Germany, Liberia, South Korea, Japan, Canada, and the Middle East, plus South Africa. In full disclosure, I have to say I'm a 52-year member of the sorority. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated is not all about fun and games. It's about developing members, service, and advocacy. Joining me now is Sharon Brown Harriet, regional director of the significant South Atlantic region, the largest of the 10 regions. Mrs. Harriet has 17,000 women to oversee in South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia. She's in town because the sorority is celebrating Founders Day this weekend. Thank you so much for being with me.
And thank you for having me.
Well, I want to start off with the fact that the sororities and fraternities, Black sororities and fraternities, were started in the beginning during segregated times.
That's correct.
So many people wonder, why are they relevant today?
We are continually be relevant because our mission, all nine of the groups, is to provide service in our communities. That was the premise in which we were founded, in addition to sisterhood and brotherhood. So we'll continually give to ensure that those in our communities who are less fortunate have a helping hand to move forward in life.
Now, you're overseeing 17,000 women.
Yes.
What are the kinds of things you're seeing in the significant South Atlantic region that benefits the community at large?
Right now, we are at unprecedented levels of enthusiasm. Our members zealously work through the programming of Alpha Kappa Alpha. We have five program targets right now: educational enrichment, health promotions, family strengthening, global impact. We are working in our communities to ensure that they know who we are. We're engaged in ensuring that we have healthy communities. We are engaged to ensure that our children have educational advancement. We provide thousands and thousands of dollars of scholarships each year. And we continue to work with high school students. We are interested in our historically Black colleges and universities. And here in the South Atlantic region, we have given over $2 million to our HBCUs. So we think that we're making a tremendous impact to ensure the quality of life.
Well, one of the things I've always enjoyed, and you are really good at getting the people in this region to do it, is the backpacks for the kids.
Yes, those backpacks. Right now in South Atlantic region, I think we have close to 200,000 backpacks that we have provided to young people all over the South Atlantic region. That's one of our major initiatives. We're looking before July to present 1 million backpacks to children all over the world. That's a key ingredient that we found out. We take things for granted sometimes, but children don't often have the materials and the necessities that they need to be successful in the classroom environment. So we look forward to it, and our major push will be coming at our South Atlantic Regional Conference in Fort Lauderdale, where we plan to blow the roof off with backpacks to ensure that we are meeting the needs of students in South Florida.
Well, you're also, and I know as an organization, very involved in health issues, from Mental Health Alliance with NAMI to yesterday, there was the wonderful Pink Goes Red.
Yes, we enjoyed Pink Goes Red. As a part of the Metro Atlanta Founders Day, we hosted a Pink Goes Red heart health initiative event. And I think we had probably 500 or more members there, doing line dances, getting information from our partners, Morehouse School of Medicine, the American Heart Association. We had a line dance instructor there to make sure we knew how to get that heart rate up. And boy, did we dance the night away.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know that one out of three women die of heart disease, and more women die from heart disease than all the cancers combined.
That is
so
correct.
So the fact that the sorority is so involved in this initiative is not only helping the community, but helping us.
Yes, it is. It is. And our members, as I said, are really engaged in our programming. So what the sorority asks of them, they do it. Excited, energized, and engaged to ensure that we're going to make a difference.
I think many people aren't aware that three international presidents have come from this region.
Yes, they have. We are so proud. In Atlanta, our first international president was Mary Shai Scott, a native of Atlanta. She had that wonderful, sweet spirit that will live on forever. Our second international president from the South Atlantic region was Norma Solomon White of Jacksonville, Florida. And our most recent international president was Carolyn House Stewart, who is an attorney that lives in Tampa, Florida.
Well, when you look at the number of women who are involved in the sorority and the things we are doing, the common complaint I hear about us the most is that we're kind of uppity.
Oh, no. That's one of the things I often try to dispel. People realize that we're all on the same level, and I want people to be comfortable to come to me, to talk to me, and let them know that I'm here to help you, not to look down on you. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do in the South Atlantic region for our members, to love one another, love those in the community, and then get out there and go to work.
When we come back, I'm going to talk to Madam Regional Director about her football choice for the big game, and also have her talk a little bit more about the Educational Advancement Foundation. You're listening to KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks. Continuing my conversation with Sharon Brown Harriet, Regional Director for the South Atlantic region of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. So one of my favorites has been the Educational Advancement Foundation programs. That means a lot to me because it's providing scholarships.
Yes, we are excited in Alpha Kappa Alpha because our Educational Advancement Foundation is the largest that is run by African American women. We are a multi-million dollar foundation, and here in the South Atlantic region, just in the last 3 years, we have raised almost $100,000 for scholarships and endowments for our Educational Advancement Foundation.
Now, did you graduate from an HBCU?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either, but I wish I had.
I do, too. I often ask my family, why didn't you steer me in that direction? Because most of my family did graduate from an HBCU.
Well, there's an article in the paper today that talks about HBCUs being in peril. And I think we need to, how do we get our young people to look at HBCUs?
That's been one of our major initiatives during this 3.5 year period in Alpha Kappa Alpha. Thank HBCU. We have provided young people with the opportunities to go to HBCUs to understand the relevance and the mission of our historically black colleges and universities, because they were there when there was no other place for us to go. And our ancestors, they sacrificed for those institutions of higher learning to move forward. So it is an option. And sometimes it's a better option because of the smaller environment where you can get all of the nurturing you need, as well as the academic training.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with me today and talking about the mission of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, particularly in the significant South Atlantic region.
Yes.
That's what we call it. Still to come, the oldest chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated in Georgia, organized by one of the founders of the national organization. But before I let the Madam Regional Director leave, I've got to ask one question. Who are you pulling for in the Super Bowl?
That game today. Well, neither of my teams are in that, but if I had a choice, I had to make a choice, it would be Philly, because it's certainly not the Patriots.
I am with you on that. Coming up, what the sorority is doing next weekend that can help you stay healthy. The new KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwback. The new KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson, and congratulations, my first winner in the earlier hour of those great tickets for Wednesday night to get their laugh on, Amanda Colbert, and then Micah Solomon. Congratulations, Micah's out in Fairburn, and Amanda's over in Smyrna. Well, I hope you're enjoying our conversation today, because all this month I'm highlighting for Black History Month Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, 110 years old, and in an international organization that in Metro Atlanta alone has 15 chapters. So that's what I'm doing today. Next week, I'll be doing the Atlanta Business League, which is 85 years old. We're going to talk about that history. But today, we are talking about sororities and fraternities. And joining me right now, Dr. Icy Johnson. She's president of Kappa Omega Chapter. It is the first chapter founded in Georgia 95 years ago and organized by Marie Walford Taylor, who was also one of the original founders of the national organization. And what you should also know, we've had a 23rd international president of the sorority was from Atlanta and a member of Kappa Omega, the late Mary Shy Scott. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited because I think I want people to understand that sororities and fraternities are not just social organizations. And you were saying that you did not pledge when you were in college, but as a graduate member.
Yes. I really thought that once you left college, that was it. And not until I was approached by one of the past presidents of Kappa Omega, Mrs. Ida Wolf Ross, who saw something in me that I didn't see and approached me and wanted to know if I would mind becoming a member of, or at least being introduced to, or her sponsoring me to be a member of Kappa Omega chapter. I was really, really honored, floored, and I said yes.
Little did you know what you were getting into.
No, I didn't. Because my brother and my sister both pledged undergraduate. And like I said, I just really thought that it ended. My sister, of course, she pledged Delta, bless her heart. And she said to me later on, she thought that I had lost my mind when she went off to grad school, that I would pledge Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated instead of Delta. But we still love each other, and we're still sisters.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the health promotion that is one of our important targets. And the reason I want you to know about this, folks, is because we want you to come to our event next week. So stay with us here on KISS 104.1. Today's R&B and throwbacks.
I see us in the park.
The new KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson. Now, my Black History Moment today highlights Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the first Black Greek-lettered organization for women, founded in 1908, 2 years after the first Black fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, at Cornell. Dr. Icy Johnson is president of the oldest chapter in Georgia, Kappa Omega. Of course, we're a graduate chapter. That's where I'm also a member. But Dr. Johnson, for 110 years, Alpha Kappa Alpha has been developing members, serving its community. And again, we're the first chapter in Georgia. What is, you would say, our impact? Let's start with the family.
Because we are a service organization, the family is very important. We serve each other, we work with each other, and it's quite important that we touch on the different areas of the family, how we can interact with them, what kind of benefit we can give to the family in ways that would not be invasive, but it would be complimentary and helpful.
Like the health fair that's
absolutely
scheduled for next weekend.
We are very into good health. We make sure that we bring issues to the forefront that affect the Black family in particular because of the issues surrounding high blood pressure, cancer, the whole works. And this coming Saturday, I'm so pleased that our chapter, Kappa Omega, will be partnering with Tau Pi Omega.
At Greenbrier.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it's not Tau Pi Omega. That was last night, their 25th anniversary. Epsilon Omega, the East Point chapter. We'll be doing our health fair at Greenbrier Mall. And the issues that would face family, particularly Black family, particularly areas that need to be
attention. Yeah.
That need to be addressed.
So what are we going to do when we get to Greenbrier Mall?
Oh,
I know there's line dancing and I know there's Zumba.
Mm-hmm. We do Zumba. We do line dancing. And we also have a quick showing on CPR. We are told what we need to do, how we need to do it, and of course, we know that the ultimate call is, of course, is the 911. but we will have representatives from the medical communities to come in and talk to us, to give demonstrations, and even ask for audience participation so we can get a better feel for what we're doing.
Well, I'll make sure to put the information up on our KISS 104.1 website. I mean, our Facebook page, because we have so many people who follow us on Facebook. So they will know how to get to Greenbrier next Saturday.
Yes.
This is a free event, so we'd like for you all to turn out. Well, let's talk about the environmental ownership part of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority targets, because so our listeners will know, we have specific targets and areas where we want to make an impact. So the environmental ownership is another big one.
Yes, we are very proud that at our last Boule, which was in 2016, held here in Atlanta, that our directorate saw the need to honor our past Supreme International President, Dr. Mary Shaw Scott, and named the park after her. It's off of Collier Drive in the Collier Heights area here in Southwest Atlanta. And we have been given funds to keep up the beauty and just opening it up to the public, what we do and how we do it for the community as well as others.
Okay, can I be honest for a minute?
Yes.
Here's one of the problems we have, those of you who are listening. We plant flowers, the park looks beautiful, and then somebody actually comes and digs up the flowers and takes the plants.
Not only that, they have taken the plaques that were on the bench. Also, they've taken them off. They're very creative in doing stuff that's sort of detrimental to what we're trying to do, and we're trying to work specifically with the city of Atlanta to ensure that once we put information, once we plant the plants and the flowers and fix up the benches, that it's not taken away, nor is it vandalized.
And the reason it's so important, Mary Shaw Scott was an educator, and she gave so much to the city of Atlanta. And to have this park in that area as a tribute to her, I know when her husband and her children went there and saw how it had been vandalized, it moved them to tears. So we want to do better, folks. We want to do better.
We've got to.
Well, let's talk about the sorority's involvement in global impact, because we're doing something very unique with the United Nations.
Yes, we are. And thanks to our co-chairpersons of our global impact, Mrs. Phyllis Bailey and Ms. J. Del Sart, we are planning a trip in the fall to the United Nations in New York. And we are partnering with outside agencies for our students. And the students mainly will come from our ASCEND target. That is the signature target of our international president, Dr. Dorothy Buchanan Wilson. But we are planning to tour tour New York to visit the United Nations, just to enlighten our young boys and girls, they're all high school students, as to what goes on and how we function as a nation and how we interact with nations outside of and countries outside of the United States.
I also like the idea that I didn't know we had so many talented seamstresses in Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority as part of the global impact. Tell them about using the pillow slips.
That was so much fun. We did that when we had our Boule, and thanks again to our Target 5, Corliss Dixon Green. We use our creativity and our fingers and machines to turn pillowcases into dresses for the young girls in Africa. And I'm very proud to say that we went beyond our target, and they were well received by our international president as they were presented to the children over in Africa. And they were too cute.
They were cute. Well, AKA Day is coming up at the state capitol on the 19th of this month, where we try to get people really involved with registering to vote and being involved as advocates. But the last thing I think I want to mention, which I did not know about, and this was the Evelyn Gibson Lowry scholarship fund that, as you know, she was the founder of SCL Women, and she, of course, was an AKA. And 5,000 student tickets to the Center for Civil and Human Rights. That is fascinating.
Yes. Again, trying to enlighten our youth of history and what we as a people would be doing and going forward. They are given chapters as well as other organizations these tickets to just go and view our museum downtown in Atlanta, just to learn what's going on, and not only for the students, but it's enlightening and it's an educational task for adults as well.
Well, before I let you go, I have to ask you the same question I asked Madam Regional Director Harriet. Who's your big game choice?
That's interesting, because I'm not a sports person. I don't even know who's playing.
Okay, then never mind. Okay. Never mind, Madam President. Okay. It's the Eagles or the Patriots, okay. But we'll let you go on that.
Okay, rah-rah for them.
Well, thanks very much, Dr. Icy Johnson, for being here for my first Black History segment for this month. Next week, I'm highlighting the 85-year-old Atlanta Business League. I hope you'll join me then. Coming up next, Miss Cheka. And keep in mind what Mama Hattie's favorite saying was, it's what you do with what you have that makes you what you are. Don't make excuses, make work. And don't forget, we'll have the podcast of this particular program up tomorrow. You're listening to KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks.